Imagine walking into a gritty diamond-cutting shop where exquisite gems emerge from dark, dusty environments, like lotuses rising from mud. This powerful Buddhist metaphor for transforming pain into beauty perfectly captures the essence of the diamond cutter. When Michael Roach joined a diamond company as a $7-per-hour errand boy, no one expected he would help transform it into a $100 million enterprise. His secret? He was simultaneously a Buddhist monk, applying 2,500-year-old wisdom to modern business challenges. The approach offers something radical. Business success doesn't come from ruthless competition, but from understanding reality's true nature and practicing genuine generosity. In a world obsessed with scarcity thinking, this ancient wisdom presents a revolutionary alternative. Wealth creation follows natural laws as predictable as physics, if we're willing to see them. Nothing is inherently good or bad from its own side. If it were, everyone would experience it identically. When you encounter an irritating colleague, they aren't inherently irritating, as others may find them pleasant. This person is empty of inherent qualities. Consider how the same business decision appears differently to stakeholders. When Andon International acquired a building, declining values made it bad for owners, but good for managers who needed space. For some employees, it meant longer commutes. For others, shorter ones. If nothing has inherent qualities, where do our experiences come from? They come from mental imprints, karma, planted by our past actions, words, and thoughts. These imprints function like recordings that determine how we perceive otherwise neutral events. The diamond industry illustrates these principles. When George's lost a valuable 12-carat stone, everyone immediately helped search until dawn, demonstrating how mental imprints strengthen when kindness is shown to someone in great need. Similarly, the industry operates on the mazal, verbal commitments that seal multi-million-dollar deals without contracts. Our minds record impressions of everything we do to others, creating tracks that remain long after, like prints in snow. These imprints follow four rules. They match their original cause, they continuously expand, no experience happens without a triggering imprint, and once planted, every imprint must eventually flower. When companies struggle financially, the natural reaction is to cut back, first corporate giving, then perks, bonuses, and benefits. This creates a downward spiral as each cut plants negative imprints in our minds. Every time we deny funds or help to others, we plant imprints that make us see ourselves denied the same. The ancient Buddhist master Nagarjuna outlined seven key correlations between actions and business results. Generosity creates wealth. Ethical behavior creates a happy environment. Patience creates health and attractiveness. Joyful effort creates leadership. Concentration creates mental focus. Wisdom about hidden potential creates freedom from unwanted outcomes. And compassion creates fulfillment of all wishes. But if good people sometimes fail while selfish people prosper, how can this system be true? The explanation follows four principles. Causes precede results. Current success comes from past generosity. Causes are smaller than results. Minor kindnesses can create tremendous wealth later. Imprints take time to grow. And people fail either by not following principles long enough or thoroughly enough. Think about how this plays out in your own experience. Haven't you noticed how the most generous people often seem to have abundance flow to them? Or how patient leaders tend to build more cohesive teams? These aren't coincidences, they're the natural flowering of mental imprints. The human mind has limitless potential, and by understanding these correlations, you can effectively design your future to unfold exactly as you want it. To accelerate results, use the 6-time book system, a pocket planner with 6 daily sections tracking your 3 biggest business problems. For each problem, note successes, plus, failures, minus, and a modest to-do action every 2 hours. End each day with an act of truth affirming your mindful and honest interactions. This practice creates awareness that naturally transforms behavior over time. Tibetan wisdom also teaches sam, the practice of periodically getting away to think quietly. During his 15 years at Andin International, Roach took every Wednesday off for structured reflection. These weren't rest days, but organized sessions to consider why rather than how, to plan and gain inspiration. After one such session, he reimagined their inventory system, creating sophisticated tracking that saved millions. Begin this practice by reviewing your previous day's actions the night before. Then spend 15 to 30 minutes in a quiet space, counting 10 breaths to establish calm before addressing a specific business problem. Conclude by visualizing yourself as financially successful, mentally balanced, and skilled at applying these principles. Every business executive instinctively understands the difference between what's meaningful and what's not. The ultimate meaningful action is helping others reach complete freedom from suffering, and remarkably, it's also the greatest management tool of all time. At Andin's Diamond Division, with over 10 different nationalities working together, this philosophy created a unified team with deep mutual respect despite vast cultural differences. This approach involves three essential steps. First, the Jhampa method, becoming exceptionally observant of what others need and want without them noticing. In business, this means consciously training yourself to become an expert in the preferences of those around you, how they take their coffee, their family details, everything that makes them happy. Second, switching bodies, mentally putting yourself in someone else's position to understand what they would want from you. Third, the rope trick, imagining dropping a huge lasso around yourself and others, visualizing you all as literally one person, treating your welfare and theirs as the same. The resources needed for this expanded self come from the very act of expanding. By sharing wealth indiscriminately, we create more wealth. In a world where economic systems are built on the premise that resources are limited, the Diamond Cutter offers a radical alternative. Wealth isn't fixed or limited. When we give to others, we plant imprints in our mind that eventually color our perception of the world, creating more abundance. This explains why identical business strategies sometimes succeed and sometimes fail, or why seemingly random products become valuable while others don't. Those who succeed financially do so because they've planted imprints to see themselves making money, imprints that can only be created by giving to others. Since wealth is a perception forced on those who've been generous, it could theoretically be available to everyone, making poverty itself unnecessary. The ultimate vision is a world without conflict, where generosity creates limitless resources, and words like poverty and war disappear from our languages. The Diamond Cutter has been implemented by over 1 million people worldwide, generating billions of dollars. But its true success isn't measured in money, but in the discovery of wisdom in thousands of hearts. By understanding reality's true nature and the power of mental imprints, we can transform not just our businesses, but our world. The choice is yours. Continue seeing limitations, or begin planting the seeds of abundance today.